You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Put on that extra layer this morning. Students at Olathe Public Schools. The young folks that chose the in-person learning option are back in the classroom today. High schoolers, back in there today. Middle schoolers will be divided into two groups based on the first letter of their last name, A through L and M through Z, and they will alternate each week with one group going to school in person Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the other group attending in person Tuesday and Thursday. Each week, the groups will then switch.
Well, we got to do what we got to do. I know it's a little different for the seniors, and this is not how you wanted to spend your senior year, but it'll be one to remember.
There'll be no changes for students who chose to do all virtual learning this year. The district will revisit all of this criteria on November 9th for a potential change on November 16th.
Wear your mask.
On Friday, hopped on a plane, went to Charlotte.
Oh.
A friend of mine, ever since the pandemic, has been doing a lot of biking. It's a huge amount of folks who are black bikers, like pedal bike.
Mm-hmm.
And about maybe 60, 70 people showed up on their bikes to ride to early vote at the Spectrum Center. That's where the Charlotte Hornets play.
Okay.
So I went to help my line sister and business partner.
Who is you talking to?
Got back yesterday. I had my vote mask on. A couple people walked by and said, I like that mask.
Just like
said,
that?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Like that mask. Sound like my grandma Shiro. Thank you for the gift you gave me yesterday.
It's not a gift. It was some chicken.
So, Shay brought me back some Bojangles chicken all the way from Charlotte.
You always said I'd like to try Bojangles.
Yeah.
I said, it's all right, you know. So, I was there, and my gate was B3, and the Bojangles was at B9. So, I said, I could walk down there and get him some chicken.
Well, I appreciate the experience.
Airport chicken high.
Oh, yeah, they be taxing at the airport.
It was $12 for them little three pieces of them little chicken, chicken fries.
Yeah. I still got some left over. It tastes like churches, in case anybody wanted to know. To me, it did. The chicken itself, it was juicy, but the outside exterior definitely is a cousin of churches.
And the crazy part is, it was still slightly warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. I think they heated up on the plane.
No! How can someone heat it up on the plane?
Well, they had it, you know, by the engine or something. I don't know.
I had it. How would I have it by the engine?
I thought you had to, like, check it in or something. I didn't know you
had it on. You have to check chicken, Brian?
No, I'm saying, you know how the airports are.
You don't have
to
check chicken.
Okay,
you bring your chicken on the plane with you.
Oh, excuse me. I'm from KCI where we don't have not near a chicken spot in our airport. So I just thought that, you know.
No, you carry your food with you. I put it under the seat. As soon as I got it, I wrapped the bag up.
The rice was amazing, too. That was the best part of the meal.
The dirty rice.
Yeah, that rice was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy. Right now you're cloudy at 43 in downtown KC. Mo, Shade, what's poppin'?
This is a conversation that many people don't like to have, Brian, but is definitely necessary. Chadwick Boseman passed away without leaving a will. So that leaves the family to have to get into the probate court and fight to have the proceeds that your loved one left behind.
Which could be a big old headache.
According to TMZ, Boseman's wife, Taylor Simone Ledward, has filed probate documents in which she's asked to be named the administrator of Boseman's estate. Taylor had to file those court papers since the actor did not leave a will. Since Bozeman died without a will and without children, Letwell will inherit all of the assets of the probate estate. According to the docs, Taylor gets nearly $1 million in personal property and assets. Rapper Kodak Black has been transferred to a new correctional facility after claiming that he's being mistreated in a Kentucky prison. Damn! He was transported via bus on October 5th to the Federal Transfer Center in Oklahoma City before landing at his final destination at a prison in Illinois.
Hope he ain't got no lockjaw.
Adele is set to host Saturday Night Live next weekend. I'm excited about that. She's not going to be performing. She's going to be hosting. And the musical guest will be none other than her. I love her.
You mean Adele, or are you talking about H-E-R?
Her, H-E-R.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I can tell that you're very excited about Adele through the radio. I can feel the excitement.
I like Adele a whole lot.
Yeah, all right. No Adele is getting play in your ride.
Adele is. I'll pull up my playlist right now.
I'll pull it up then.
You don't know what I enjoy in my free time.
Yes, I do.
How?
Cause you be in here.
When the last time you been in my ride?
Oh man, here you go. Here you go.
No, just let's just bust it down real fast. When the last time you been in my ride?
It's been a minute.
Okay then. See?
Whatever. You don't even listen to Adele. The only Adele you'll listen to is this. Hey. Come on, say.
This is the usual suspect. I don't have to go to this.
Come on, say. Hey, look at you.
Because it got the bounce beat with it. Anywho, Black Ink Crew Chicago star Ryan Henry. We told you about this story a couple weeks ago that his former best friend, who was battling cancer at the time, said that Ryan Henry has slept with his baby mama, Nina Marie. Well, Ryan Henry is admitting that that is actually true.
In the last week, you know, it came out that that I had slept with a friend of mine's ex and also the mother of his child, which happened to also be my godson's mother. That was true. There were situations where that happened almost about 2 years ago. And then more recently, within the last like 2 months, you know, most of y'all know, well, especially from Chicago, y'all know Anthony and I as, you know, friends. Some of y'all know us as brothers. Y'all know us as friends for a long time. It was heavy, but we dealt with it.
Brothers? Ain't no friend, ain't no brother gonna do that to you. That is, he ain't none of that.
And Ryan is not in short supply of eligible women ready to get it popping. He didn't have to do that. Not
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's despicable. I don't even like double tapping my homies' wives and girls on Instagram.
Ryan could have... Nothing.
Could have what?
Ew.
Could have what?
Oh, I've moved on.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I don't understand why we can't start protesting about Black Work Lives Matter. We keep getting shortchanged on promotions and getting hired on jobs. And I found out it's called workplace lynching, where a group of people attack and abuse one coworker based on their race, color of their skin.
Have you reached out to HR about it?
Oh, yeah. Already in motion. But it just surprises me that we have a lot of racial discrimination, of course, deeper within the jobs, and Black folks are seeming to hardly ever get promoted or rarely get promoted unless somebody files the EEO, and that's when they start seeing some changes in African-Americans being promoted and hired within agencies.
The unfortunate truth is power doesn't respond to begging or pleading or any of that. It has to be taken by force. So holding them accountable to the EEO is definitely where you're going to have to go, sis.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Math sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family grinding like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams encourages you to get out and vote November 3rd. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Hey, good morning, 652. What up, Max Sauce? Look for highs in the upper 40s, mostly cloudy. Right now, you're cloudy at 42 in Raytown.
Active coronavirus infection weekend in Missouri. It's another Mayor Lucas Monday at 7:08. We'll talk with him about KC's response to this information.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of businesses have been affected by coronavirus in a negative way. Except this one business, Brian. Just opened this weekend, Bunkin'.
What is that?
Medical marijuana dispensaries. They opened their doors for the first sales this weekend.
Through the roof.
Be another one opening up in Lee's Summit today.
Oh. Hey!
It's medical marijuana, Brian.
Your point is what? It's medical, all right. Hey.
So a patient can purchase up to 4 ounces per month.
That's a lot.
Is it?
It's a good amount for, you know, your more, you know, regular weed smokers, I guess, you know.
They'll only be selling 3.5 grams to each person on Monday.
Now, I did go to a dispensary in California, and when I went in, the experience is you had to give them the ID, and of course they got security and bodyguards and stuff, and you can't purchase more than a certain amount in more than 24 hours. So, yeah, they're
3.5 is what
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just said they'll be selling to folks today.
So
everything's on camera. You have to have a patient certification card from your doctor and proof that you are a Missouri resident. I've been diagnosed with migraines.
Oh.
So I would be eligible for this.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
So, you hook me up with a signature or something. You know, what do I need to do to
you
get
want
that?
Me to commit fraud? Is that what you're asking me on the radio?
I mean, I didn't say it in the words, but, you know, you said that.
But that's what
that
would be, my darling.
I didn't say none of that, you know.
That's what it would be, my darling.
I'm just trying to get a little pinch. That's all. That's all I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
I can't help you with a pinch.
Why not? You finna get hooked up? You can't hook me
up?
I
didn't say I was going to take advantage. I just said that I am
eligible.
I didn't say I was going to take advantage, though. I don't do that.
We're going to have a little talk off air. That's what we're going to do.
That's what you should have did from the beginning. I don't know why you said that on these people's radio station.
I ain't trying to get you caught up in nothing. I'm just excited.
You try to catch yourself up because I've covered my back. I said absolutely not would I commit fraud in these Missouri streets.
My partner, Mayor Lucas, he got my back.
Don't bring him. No.
What?
Don't bring him into that.
What?
No, don't bring him into that.
We're going to bring him on the show coming up.
Right, but don't bring him into that.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hashtag Mayor Lucas Monday, speaking with Kansas City's 55th mayor. Are you there?
Hello, hello. Good Monday morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mayor Lucas. You fresh off jumping out of a plane for the U.S. Army. You okay?
I'm doing fine. That was actually some of the most fun I've had in months. It's much better to go to work, jump out of a plane, and land than some days just sit in City Hall the whole day.
And land. Emphasis on the land.
Right.
So let's kick things off with another Red Monday. We'll be in Buffalo. The weather looks like it won't be too cold, but there's a chance of rain expected there. What do you think about what's going to happen?
You know, I think Kansas City does need to bounce back. The Bills have been strong, finally, in the AFC East. So, you know, they've had some playmakers. This will be a real test for us. And this is usually the time of year, for those who were following closely last season, when the Chiefs hit their fall slump. Doesn't mean that I'm necessarily scared about anything that big, but it's going to be a real game for us.
Shifting gears to the KCI airport, you talked about a bond issuance that'll save nearly $7 million. Talk about the progress of the airport and how things are going along.
You know what? We've been proud of how things are moving. Every now and then you'll get some drama from the airport, and people will talk about what they have issues to. But on this one, you know, my view is that we are on time, on budget. I toured it the other day. We had about 400 employees working out there. We're going to move to about 1,200 in the months ahead. So before the NFL draft, before my reelection, March 2023, we're expecting to have a new beautiful facility all set up.
Speaking into existence.
Right. And you know what? If you went up there, I don't know if any of y'all have flown out, it is kind of an exciting time. I mean, you're seeing the new terminals rising. It's something different in Kansas City's, the biggest construction project in Kansas City's history.
Now it's time for the Sheet. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
722 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy skies right now. You are cloudy and 43 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Omar Gooden, actor and brother of Cuba Gooding Jr., is 44.
Omar Gooden.
Boxer Evander Holyfield is 58.
Champ.
Prize Michelle, member of the Fugees, is 48.
Smoking BDs as I burn my calories.
Hey. He was spitting.
He's the least of these in the group.
No, he definitely is, but I like his verse on that.
Priscilla's member of ABC is 42.
Dang, I ain't got it.
Aisha.
Oh, there it is, Playground.
Oh. This is what I see at the playground.
Hey!
Aisha's the bigger hit.
It is.
Zarenza Clark Cole, evangelist, gospel singer, songwriter, pianist, is 63.
Amen.
Yes. Jennifer Holliday is 60 today.
You don't have to be ready.
I know that's right.
Cause baby, I'm here for you.
Give it up for the big mouth singers out there, fam.
Hey, them the real vocalists. Them the real vocalists.
And rapper Lil Durk, 28.
Shout out to Lil Durk. I love him. Hey! Happy birthday, everybody born on October 19th.
Child, Cardi B deleted her Twitter account yesterday.
Oh, wow.
After calling out fans who have been criticizing her for reconciling with her husband, Offset.
First of all, y'all keep saying, Cardi, you always putting your business out there. I'm so tired that because of y'all, I gotta continuously explain myself. I then put my divorce out there. Court Clark put it out there. And because people were making rumors up, oh, this guy has a girl pregnant, this and that, I had to address it. And then y'all want to be harassing this. Bro, if I work things out, why are y'all going to this Twitter to harass him? That don't make no sense. I smoke a cigarette. Oh my God, you're smoking a cigarette because of Offset, you're stressed. Bro, when I was a stripper, I used to smoke cigarettes every day. I've been smoking cigarettes since I was 15. I started smoking cigarettes because I'm bored, and I was drinking on my birthday. I don't even really smoke, so stop.
Yeah. People, they got a lot of time on their hands. They always want to be in your business, so she should expect that by now. About the trolls.
Lauryn Hill's daughter, Salah Marley, has accused Rihanna of stealing her ideas for her Savage Fenty Volume 1 show, which you can watch on Amazon Prime.
How'd she get to that conclusion?
She took to Instagram and said she noticed some similarities between her 2019 installation of Primordial Place and Riri's show. She wrote on her IG, quote, quite a few friends brought this up to me, and I wasn't going to say anything about this, but I'm bothered. She added, I put my heart and soul and all the money I had into this project, and I don't know. Is it just me? As a young, independent female black artist, I genuinely feel robbed. So you think she really saw your Primordial? Because it's the first time I ever heard of it, sis. And I'm not even trying to throw no shade.
I'm being deadly
serious.
For real. Like, did y'all ever come in contact with each other? Did y'all share drawings or something?
I don't want to, you know, take away your right to be mortified, but... Okay, let me move on. R. Kelly's lawyer claimed that bystanders didn't help him when he was beat up in jail. He said, quote, they didn't raise a finger to prevent the beatdown. You thought he was going to tag somebody in?
Right,
like, fam, ain't nobody getting ready to help you in a prison fight? Are you nuts?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's Mayor Lucas Monday. Mayor, Missouri had a pretty active weekend as far as coronavirus cases are concerned. On Saturday, 2,357 new cases in Missouri. On Sunday, an increase of 1,768 cases. Thankfully, none of our Kansas City counties were counted in the Mo counties with positivity rates over 50%. Why do we still not have a statewide mask mandate in Missouri?
I think you're seeing a lot more politics than you are listening to science, to medicine, to the doctors, and to good judgment. I know it is uncomfortable to wear a mask in certain situations. I know it's controversial now, but, you know, I'll just be honest. I think if you look at the rhetoric from the President of the United States, who's talking about how he's 2 times healthier now, even though he had world-class treatments, world-class medications, world-class doctors to get through it, which none of the rest of us would have, I think that's a part of it. CT on television, he's going to rallies in Michigan and saying, y'all beautiful, and I'm going to kiss you in the tug, and people aren't wearing masks. I mean, look, nobody is perfect, and nobody's, you know, going to do everything that's perfect, keep your distancing all the time, all of that. All that's recommended, social distancing, wearing a mask. But the fact that we've got a not small chunk of society that is saying COVID's not real, there's no reason to worry, all that sort of stuff, to me, it's a threat to our community, and I think it's a challenge to our people here in Kansas City.
Mayor Lucas, what's the current state of mask wearing in Kansas City?
You know, I think we've been pretty good in our compliance, certainly better than a lot of other places in terms of saying we have our requirements, particularly if you're going to be around people that you don't usually interact with, go ahead and wear a mask. When you're, you know, when you're going to be in a space where in close quarters for a long time, I know I had to get a new driver's license not long ago, and I certainly had one for my whole unfortunate 3-hour experience there. I mean, that's the sort of thing we're trying to do more of now, and I think Kansas City's doing all right. Now, the problem is there are a lot of areas very close to us where there is no requirement at all, where you're seeing an increase in spread, and more unfortunately, where you're seeing folks coming from outstate Missouri and outstate Kansas filling up our hospital bedrooms. Now, you know, we're decent people and always agree to such things, but at the same time, you start to see where the problems are.
It's Mayor Lucas Mondays right here on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. Mayor Quinn Lucas, the Supreme Court ruled last week that the census count can be cut short. How does that affect Kansas City in the future 10 years?
For anyone who wonders if the Supreme Court matters and is following or not following these Supreme Court hearings, this is an example of why. It is going to hurt the count in places like Kansas City, St. Louis, cities that you've heard of around the country, New York City, all of those that have immigrant populations, all of those that have people that may come through for a little while. It's not going to hurt the small town where there have been the same 100 people living there for the last 20 years. It's unfortunate. It's done now. And I think it was a huge, huge mistake that's going to have a negative effect on the people of our country, and it's going to undercount people of color. I mean, I guess we're used to seeing things like this, but I think it is incredibly unfortunate.
Mayor Quinton Lucas on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. Of course, the KC Tenants Organization chained themselves to the court entrance last week, and Occupy KC is still calling for the resignation of Chief Rick Smith. Where do you fit in all of this, Mayor Lucas, and what are your thoughts about these protests as they continue?
Well, we certainly see that we've got an activated time and season in Kansas City. First of all, I stand with the idea that we do need to follow federal guidance for once. Federal guidance was helpful, continuing the eviction moratorium. I know that the city of St. Louis has it still going as issued by their courts. I know Jackson County, Missouri, Clay County do not. I don't understand the legal rationale for that difference, and so I've written a letter. I think we continue to call on them to stand with the federal moratorium, et cetera. The different tactics that are used by some of our protest groups have been interesting this summer. I don't know if I chained myself to a courthouse door. I think I saw some pictures. There were a whole bunch of other people that were trying to pay their property taxes, trying to pay some simple bills. And so hopefully there is a way that this can get resolved without needing to take further tactics like that.
Mayor Lucas, over the weekend, Saturday marked the first day of medical marijuana sales in Missouri. I just wanted to see, where do you think marijuana is with Missouri in the future? Do you think that the rules will get a little more relaxed, or do you think this is the zenith of it?
Missouri needs to, just straight up, I'll go there this morning, legalize marijuana broadly. Recreational as well. The baby steps into medical marijuana show you how screwed up in every way marijuana policy is in our country. Let me tell you why. One, the people that are getting the growing licenses, the people that are getting the distributor licenses, disproportionately white, disproportionately not from Kansas City or St. Louis, and disproportionately those who have big financial backing behind them, and the people who actually get the ability to use, also go through those steps. Why aren't we going through all these steps for a farce of a sort of thing? So after Missourians have said by a 2-to-1 margin, basically, we support, in essence, marijuana being around, but we're going to make sure that it is in one group of our society's hands, largely. I think that's a problem. I think we need to just say, how can we be fair? How can we be equitable? How can we make sure that brother or sister isn't getting stopped with a small amount of marijuana just because they haven't played the big money game? And I think we need to get beyond it. We need to follow along with Colorado, legalize marijuana in Missouri, which I'm 100% in support of, tax it, get more resources, and to make sure that, you know, we're treating drugs to the extent that they're addiction issues as the health issues that they are, rather than kind of this weird criminal enforcement when we want to throw black people in jail, but money-making opportunity when we're talking about distribution. I'm oddly angry about it. I mean, I got no hate on the people doing whatever they're doing today, but we can do better for all the people of Missouri.
All right, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Last thing before we let you go. Country Club Plaza's lighting ceremony has been changed to a television broadcast only. What about your tree lighting? What you gonna do?
You know what? We'll still have a lighting. We're still going to have a giant tree. So, you know, we're not one of those Trump rallies. So we're not bringing like 10,000 people next to each other. But at the same time, we'll have something special coming up to announce here soon.
Another edition of Mayor Lucas Mondays. Thank you so much, Mayor Quentin Lucas. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you.
103 Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Good morning, 816.
Yup.
And 913.
913 hometown in the building. What's good?
Yes. Columbus Short, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing better. I've been watching you for many years, from Stomp the Yard. Then when you got on Scandal, I was like, this is a 100% glow up. Yes. You're a good actor.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So what's been going on?
I've been mounting this white horse called Comeback. I've been taking it really seriously because Scandal was so big that the fall is long and hard. But it was what was needed, I think, for me to take not only my life, but, you know, what God has called me to be to the next level. And I think it's big because coming from Kansas City, Missouri, as you know, a lot of people don't even get out. So, you know, I felt that.
Wait, you from here?
I always felt that. Yeah, from Kansas City.
Get out of here. I didn't know that.
What high school you go to?
I moved to L.A. when I was like 5. Came back Christmas, spent the whole summers, all my summers there. You know, my grandma grew up right there, 36 in Garfield.
Oh, okay, yeah, 64130.
Yep, so carrying that, you know, all of Kansas City, my family looking at me. You know, I wanted to make these people proud, and it was a tough situation. But then there was a moment where, you know, I was so angry because I felt like I was lied on and false allegations, but then I didn't even handle it right. And, you know, by the time I was so emotionally, mentally drained, and bankrupt emotionally, couldn't even fight back the way that I should have. And by the time it was already over, it was like the house was burned down, the house that I built. But you know what? That wasn't the house I was supposed to live in. And so, you know, there came a point where I was like, what am I going to do? And how do I write this shit so I can get back to doing what I love to do, what I'm bred to do, what I'm trained to do. And I started writing. I started with this book. One of the things that was, you know, all of these executives and things, you got to clean up your image. You got to get it. I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know what to do. So I just started writing this book. It's like, the only way I'm going to do it, I've just got to tell the truth. I started putting it on the page, and it was healing. It was more like the man Columbus writing for the child Columbus. There was that anxiety of the man throwing it out here to the wolves, and it's out there now. And I'm grateful of the reception. I'm grateful that it could have been taken and devoured in a negative way, but it was taken. And I feel like the leaders or the ones that have purchased the book have made it feel like a safe place to tell my story. So I appreciate that.
The book you're referring to is the autobiography of Columbus Short. Now, you just surprised us with this, you being from Kansas City, Missouri, because we didn't know that.
That's all in the book, man. There's a lot of gems. There's a lot of coal. You know, some dark, nasty, old, nasty rocks. You know, but there's a lot of gems. Showing that I'm fallible, right? Like, and if anything people can take away from it, it's clean your closets, as I keep saying this, but just keep your clean your closets. Meaning people, especially us as black people, black men and women, we don't do the work on ourselves. We don't sit down with a therapist or psychologist to figure out what's going on. We don't take we got shoes in our closet from since we said we ain't worn since we were 7 years old. Clean that stuff out. That takes time. That takes real, the ugly work. We carry trauma from childhood, like, you know, multiple traumas, and we just keep it pushing. Y'all know that we from Kansas City. Like, we keep pushing through life no matter what hits us. And then sometimes in that moment, it rears its ugly head. So it's best to just clean it out, clean out all that stuff. And I think this process was that, so that we can make room for, you know, new wonderful, amazing blessings, new wonderful things.
This is a very insightful interview. I wasn't expecting this. I was expecting to, you know, keep it kind of light and laugh about choreography with Britney Spears and some of the other things that you've done. But you are a man that's on the other side of a lot of hurt, is what it sounds like. What was the final thing that made you decide, hey, look, I've got to make some changes. I've got to do something different?
I was like tired of waking up and feeling like not myself, like, you know, drinking every day, like just because I was depressed. You know, I was like, what am I doing? This is whack. This is not me. And that was the day that I was like, all right, God called me. And I literally feel like, you know, I don't know what people believe in, but the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. And I feel like I was chosen. Not only called, but chosen. And he put me in a position of greatness and put me in a position of stature to be a leader, to be an example, and to just end it in just such a, like, what, that's how I was going to leave my legacy? I was like, I'm not doing it like that.
How has Hollywood been receiving you as you're trying to make your foray back into what you're called to do?
It's been an interesting thing. I was having a conversation with one executive, and I'm like, what's the difference between me, Robert Downey Jr., or Joaquin Phoenix? Robert Downey Jr., like, come on, you know his backstory. And he started laughing. He was like, you know, you're black. And I'm like, exactly. And that's, so what, like, let's change that narrative. And he's like, well, you're the one changing it right now. I've been changing the narrative. You know, when you walk in these offices, they see, you know, they look at you in your face and they can tell if you're on the right space and the right place. My resilience and my tenure in the game, I earned and garnered a lot of respect, lost respect, but earned a lot of it. And so in the rebuilding of those burnt down bridges, you know, I wanted to earn the respect of who I was as a man. That was another reason I wrote this book. And I think that's all part of the comeback. And I think, you know, I'm just grateful for the opportunities. You know, I got two movies coming out now. I'm producing some show, running a series for a network as we speak. It's kind of like I came back and I've graduated to a showrunner, to a filmmaker, to a job creator. And God's put me in a different station, and I'm just blessed and grateful to be here.
Were there any of your former co-stars or friends in Hollywood that was 10 toes down with you during this process that you just appreciated for being there with you the long way?
I talk about them in the book. Lawrence Fishburne, Zoe Saldana, Neo, for real, Neo. Solid. I wouldn't say everybody, but the handful. I know who they are now because of this season. You see who's 10 toes down. And, you know, no knock on anybody else. Like, now, I get it. There's a couple people that you guys are dragging in public that are going through it. And I'm like, I can't necessarily be around you right now.
Right. I can't get nothing on me right now. Okay?
Yeah. No, I can't be associated with you right now, but I love you, brother. You know what I mean? So I get it.
You got an inspiring story. It's all in your autobiography of Columbus Short. That book is available everywhere where books are sold. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if you need us to send you some sweet and mild gate sauce, I got you, dog.
I'm about to be there next month, so I'm okay.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, can I get a book signed at all?
Yeah, I'll stop by, definitely.
Please do, seriously.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It's Kobe time, 8:24 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s, mostly cloudy right now. You're cloudy in 41 at the Turner Diagonal. Shade, what's poppin'?
Shouts out to actor and rapper Chris Ludacris Bridges. He's turning his hand to animation.
That fits him.
He's created and executive produced a show called Karma's World. It's an animated musical kids show, which just received a series order at Netflix.
Mm-hmm. If you look at any of his videos, you already know that's right down his alley.
They've got 40 11-minute episodes. Karma's World is aimed at children ages 6 to 9, and it's inspired by his oldest daughter, Karma, and is described as a coming-of-age story about a young black girl finding her voice and using it to change the world.
My boy done came a long way from chicken and beer.
T.I. confirms that one of his friends pee-peed on Drake.
Damn! I've read about this before.
Meek Mill is the one who brought it up, and T.I. is now confirming that it happened. I guess they had a night of drinking and the friend did that.
Oh my God.
Word is that was at a movie premiere or something like that.
On Friday, Diddy officially endorsed Joe Biden and started a black political group. During an interview on his Revolt Network, he said, "I'm launching one of the boldest things I've ever launched. I'm launching a black political party with some young black elected officials and activists." He went on to say that his past comments to hold the vote hostage were irresponsible of him, and he should not have said that.
A lot of people wasn't down for that with Puffy.
Well, at the time of him saying it, it was down to two people. How you gonna hold it hostage to who? You ain't got but two choices now. The time to have done that would have been while there were 13 Democratic candidates.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president. Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Sydney, good morning.
Good morning. Let's see what you got.
A baller. When times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my automobile? Then maybe we could chill. I don't think you do. All you and me are through.
That's Brian's nickname, Bill. Because he pay him.
Hell no. Woman, please. We just got you hooked up with a $30 Kansas Lottery Robbery Riches Instant Ticket Prize Pack, and you qualify for your chance to get a $1,000 payday, all right?
All right. You can make sure you tell these people that they still need to be quarantined because this COVID stuff is still really real.
All right. Well, thank you for the health tip. And what station's live, local, and lit?
High 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that Z.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get a bag.
With a $1,000 payday from Hot 103 Jams.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.